Caro. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 18th, 1900. Dear brother, I thought I would see you before you left for Victoria, but as I did not, I will write you a few lines. I do not know precisely your object in leaving at this time. It may be to solicit means for the sanitarium. But my brother, be considerate, and remember that at our camp meeting at Geelong, the people who came gave as much as they could. I know that there should be a meeting house in Adelaide and also in Geelong and other places. To draw upon the people again and again is a selfish process, and as much as we desire means for the sanitarium, we must not gather up every jot and tittle of the means that is needed by the people to advance the work in their own borders. We must remember that a sanitarium is to be erected in Adelaide, also in Melbourne, and meeting houses are to be built without delay. Therefore, I address these lines to you. A meeting house should be built in Geelong just as soon as possible. We are not to erect on the sanitarium's grounds a large, mammoth institution. We do not need so large a building, for plants are to be made in Victoria and other places. Do not now urge the people in Victoria and South Australia to give of their resources for the sanitarium in New South Wales. Those in Victoria and South Australia need everything they can gather to carry forward the work there. If you have already received pledges from these places, they might be returned. We shall not encourage the building of a mammoth institution in New South Wales, for plants must be made in other places. I have consulted with no one in writing this letter. I write because I understand the necessity for improvement and advance in Victoria and South Australia. After we have become established in New South Wales, we must return to them what they have donated to us. Then let us move understandingly. There is a debt of no small dimensions upon the publishing house in Victoria. Let us not draw upon those who have all they should do to manage, at the present time, their own portion of the vineyard. Postscript. I am enclosing with this a letter to my son, J.E. White, for you to read. I wish to state further that you're establishing in our Sabbath schools and churches a missionary work to be done for the orphanage is not in order of God. He has not given you this work to do. Every church has its poor and destitute to be cared for. If you have taken up a work God has not appointed you, the sooner you close it up, the better. There are interests among us that must be kept alive. The world and the many churches have in charge this line of work, and we have another work to do. We have to clothe the very poor among ourselves, whom the world will not help. My brother, why cannot you counsel with me on these matters? You need to be guarded. You are not to gather up responsibilities and then lay them on our poor churches for support.